With the hospital closed, people needing emergency care will have to go to Berkshire Medical Center, 22 miles away in Pittsfield, or Southwestern Vermont Medical Center, 18 miles north in Bennington. North Adams Ambulance Service covers 20,000 people in the northern Berkshires. Chief John Meany says the organization has leased another ambulance to add to the four it currently has to help maintain coverage with the increased time it takes to pick up a patient, get to a hospital, and be available for another call.
We've been accustomed to a pretty short turnaround time at North Adams Regional, 20 minutes to 30 minutes on average. And we're looking at probably an hour and a half to 2 hours turnaround time.
Williams College economist Stephen Shepard has been studying the impact distance between healthcare facilities has on patient outcome.
Heart disease, heart attacks, strokes, these types of things where critical care and timing of delivery is a really important factor. That's showing up in the data as being statistically significantly related to the spacing between healthcare organizations.
In an aging population like the one in Berkshire County, stroke and heart attack related emergencies are becoming increasingly common. Village Ambulance Service is based in Williamstown and serves roughly 15,000 people. Board President Dr. Wynn Stubner says the coverage demand fluctuates as the organization becomes the first resort for Williams College students when the campus health center is closed outside of business hours.
We get called for a wide variety of student problems, including trauma, medical problems, etc., and we are their infirmary.
Located less than a mile from NARH, North Adams Ambulance is still determining the additional toll the closure will have on its 40 workers and equipment, according to Meany.
We're looking at increased fuel consumption. We're looking at increased maintenance. We're looking at, just employee kind of like turnover, based on the increased demands. So we've have some mechanisms in place where we're actually trying to recruit and add some additional staff to help accommodate.
Meany says of the 4,900 calls North Adams Ambulance received in 2013, more than 2,200 resulted in people being taken to North Adams Regional Hospital. Just 18 went to Southwestern Vermont Medical Center. Meany says there may also be financial impacts because the ambulance service has a base rate and then charges per mile.
Even though we bill a certain rate, we necessarily will not receive that. Medicare typically only reimburses us about 60% of what the actual bill is. So we're taking to in consideration all those variables. One of the other pieces of this is we also do non-emergent transfers, and we were doing a lot of non-emergent transfers out of North Adams Regional.
State Treasurer and Democratic candidate for Governor Steve Grossman was in North Adams Sunday meeting with community members. While his office doesn't make decisions regarding health care, he does control the state's checkbook.
As soon as I am given permission or authorization to send money to whatever entity is going to reopen the emergency health care facilities or to act in a way that's going to reestablished high-quality health care for the people of North County, I will write that check or wire that money.
Adams Ambulance Service is the remaining organization that covers the northern Berkshires. Southwestern Vermont Medical Center is also preparing to expand its emergency services in response to the North Adams Regional Hospital closure. As for NARH, Berkshire Superior Court has approved an order that reversed a temporary order that prevented the closure of emergency services requested by State Attorney General Martha Coakley, also running for the Democratic gubernatorial nomination. The current order grants Berkshire Medical Center the ability to operate a satellite facility at North Adams Regional Hospital once it gets a license to do so from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. In a statement Friday, BMC says the application process has already been initiated and is being expedited, but has no timetable. BMC has extended job offers to NBH employees to work at the satellite facility. Another court hearing is scheduled for Thursday. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.